Bava Mitzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, Shnaim Shev Kido Eitzel Echad. If you have two people who deposited a amount of money with an individual, Zemon of Zemasayim, this one deposited $100, and this one deposited with him $200. And now it's in doubt who exactly gave which amount of money. Ze Omer, one says Shalima Sayim, I'm the one who gave $200. Ze Omer Shalima Sayim. The other one says, no, I'm the one who gave $200. So the halacha is Nosin la Zemane v'la Zemane. You give each one of them $100, which was the lower of the two amounts. Vashaar Yehemunach ad Sheyavo Elio, and the remainder, the extra $100, should be sitting by the person who accepted the deposit until Elio Anavi comes and can clarify for us what the actual reality is. Or alternatively, that until they make a pshara, they make it a some sort of compromise with each other, or that one admits that he was indeed false and he really only deposited $100. Now, the Gemara explains, at least according to the Rif and the Rambam, that the scenario we're talking about here is where the two individuals, the one who deposited $100 and the one who deposited $200, gave the monies all in one bundle to this individual, and because they gave it together, therefore the person himself, the person who received the deposit, can say, since I saw that you weren't makbid, you weren't particular with each other, and you seemed to trust each other, you brought me the monies all in one bundle, so I didn't pay attention as to who gave me 100 and who gave me 200. I left that up to you. You seemed to trust each other. So in that case, he only has to give $100 to each, and the rest can remain sitting by him. However, if they gave it to him in two different bundles, then under that circumstance, each one of them could swear that they gave him 200, and he's got to give each one of them 200 because he should have been paying attention. He was negligent. That's the way the Rif and the Rambam understand it. However, Rashi understands it's slightly different, that even if they gave their monies in two separate bundles, but they did it in front of each other, together they came and deposited, one deposited a bundle of 200, one deposited a bundle of 100, but he can still say, according to Rashi, that you were not particular with each other, and you seem to be okay with each other and trusting each other, and you knew that perhaps the other guy might make the claim that I was the one who gave $200, and you didn't weren't concerned, and therefore I'm not negligent for not remembering, and therefore I don't have to give each one of you more than $100. To this position that I only have to give $100 to each, Reb Yossi says, "Im Kain, if you're going to give $100 to each one of them, ma hifsid haramai. So what did the ramai? What did a con man, the one who's fooling us, the one who really didn't give $200 but is claiming that he gave $200? What does he lose? He doesn't lose anything by claiming $200. El hakol yehemunach ad sheyavo Elio." All $300, the $200 and the $100, has to remain sitting with the person with whom it was deposited until Elio Anavi comes. And that provides for a disincentive for a person to claim more than he should. And as the Melech HaShlomo comments, this will help him admit the truth.